Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Josh, you previously described McDonald's employment practices as learn and churn. Can you tell us exactly what you mean by this?
Yeah, so a common phrase in McDonald's franchises and stores is learn or churn. And what it means is that some staff are identified for management training, and that's the learn. So a small group of staff might be identified as having potential. Maybe they work extra hours for free, or maybe they've got a certain zip that the franchise owner likes and they get onto a track towards becoming a manager. But the vast majority of staff are stuck in the churn, and the churn is where a worker, as they get older and they cost more because their junior rate increases, they are churned out of the system and churned away from McDonald's because they simply stop having hours rostered to them.
Right. Well, many young McDonald's workers have reported that their rosters change dramatically when they turn 18. What effect is this having on young people trying to support themselves as they exit high school?
Yeah, well, we find it also happens at younger ages as well, but certainly once workers get to 18 and the rate increases up towards the 70% mark and then beyond, their hours are just cut drastically. And unless they're chosen to work overnight shifts through the dead of the night, then they simply have no work at McDonald's. It can be a very stressful time, those months where they're still trying to figure out what's going on and why their hours have been cut, and find other work just at the time when they're trying to make ends meet, probably move out of home, start studies, or look for more secure employment. So it's an extremely stressful period in a lot of young McDonald's workers' lives.
Some workers have also described the extreme pressure placed on young workers by McDonald's management. Now, is McDonald's providing young workers with sufficient training to deal with these high-stress situations?
Look, we think it's a furphy that's being perpetrated across fast food and retail, but it's somehow a 15, 16 or 17-year-old's responsibility to de-escalate an offender in the store. If someone's come into the store with an intent to abuse or to steal or to harass or bully a worker, it's not the worker's responsibility. There's no training that can be undertaken by a teenager to somehow avoid those kinds of behaviours. These employers need to take responsibility to ensure that their workplaces are safe. And last night on the 7:30 report, we saw this bizarre situation where the CEO of McDonald's started blaming workers for not being able to de-escalate situations. There is no training in our mind that deals with that. And even if there was, it shouldn't be these young workers paid below minimum wages put into such situations. So the training in relation to other parts of the job, well, that does occur at places like McDonald's. That's things like how to operate a register, how to operate a headset, how to flip a burger, how to cook fries. Those sorts of things do get implemented in the workplace. But some of the more pernicious issues that deal with harassment and bullying, well, there is no training. But even if there was, it's an unfair expectation to place on these workers.
If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Josh Cullinan from the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union about accusations that McDonald's is exploiting their young workers. Now, Josh, how has McDonald's responded to accusations that they are potentially exploiting young workers?
Well, this came up in a period of cross-examination in the Fair Work Commission in July, where I, on behalf of the union, was asking a franchise owner about learn or churn and about their business model, which was to roster staff off as they get older and bring in new 15, 14-year-olds to work at cheaper rates. And he admitted it. He did the right thing. He was under oath. He had no choice. But he agreed that that was their business model. The first response we've had to this being exposed, it was in the 7:30 report last night, and remarkably, McDonald's CEO has come out and said, no, this is not something we do, and we don't condone it. Now, any worker in McDonald's, anyone who's spent a few years working in McDonald's knows that this is the case and knows this is their business model. But for them to now deny that it's happening is remarkable. And you look forward to quoting back that CEO at very many franchises as they do this practice, and we say, well, it's not condoned and you've got to stop it. But in reality, it's just a furphy, and we expect that this will go on until the workers, through a strong fighting union, stop it.
Right. Well, it kind of surprises me that this has only just come out now. I remember when I was a teenager, I was not at McDonald's, but a different fast food outlet. Every year I'd get less and less shifts. Why is it only coming out now? It seems like it's been a common practice for years.
There are very many practices right across McDonald's and other franchise fast food companies which are abominable, and they are slowly being fought against in every other country around the world. We're seeing great fast food strikes and strikes for better wages and secure conditions in many other countries. And just across the ditch at New Zealand, a fighting union there called Unite has abolished casual work and has abolished junior rates, and newer hours that become available have to be given to current staff first. Some great outcomes that come through a fighting union, but unfortunately in Australia for the last 40 years we haven't had a fighting union for fast food workers. We've had an organisation which has assisted McDonald's to cut the penalty rates and other conditions of workers. So it's only coming out now because retail and fast food workers union is only on the block for the last 22 months. We launched in late 2016, and as members get on board, we're fighting each of these issues that have been allowed to go on for far too long in Australia. And so we're looking forward to working with a growing membership amongst McDonald's workers to deal with this and every other issue at McDonald's that needs to be fixed.
Just one last question for you. McDonald's Australia's CEO, Andrew Gregory, has indicated that he is willing to speak to any staff who feel they have been let down by the company. Now, are you aware of whether Mr. Gregory has in fact had a conversation with young employees who have been affected by this?
No, look, we're absolutely confident that Mr. Gregory has spoken to workers that have been affected by this, but certainly there is no indication from the business that they are looking to fix this at all. There'll be a lot more to be said about this over the next few weeks as more and more workers come forward to explain the situation and what's been happening to them. But we have members who work in stores where franchise owners and McDonald's Australia have threatened workers with serious action, with dismissal, for simply liking a Facebook post about the union, or for simply sharing a Facebook post about penalty rates. So this is not a workplace which is some kind of democracy. This is a workplace with a very, very large company ruling with an iron fist, and it's high time that workers, through their union, started fighting back.
Will be interesting to see where it goes from here. Josh, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, Nathaniel.